And now it's time for Becky's Classified. She might be here, but she's left some bargains. But she ain't here this week. So bargains and some love to be had as well. We'll start off with one of those missed connections. You may have been spotted by someone that quite fancied you.
You passed me outside Finchley Central Station. You, bit tall, long brown hair tied back, very cute face. I think you had a black top and dark jeans. Me, same height, black pants, light blue shirt, big chest and a shoulder bag. Just want to say that I'm kicking myself because I didn't stop and say hi, especially when we made eye contact. I'm definitely going to write a song about you, and if I see you again, I'll introduce myself and let you hear the song.
Okay.
She must have noticed him if he only had his pants on.
I think he meant trousers.
Oh, do you think?
Maybe he's an American. Also, get him. Big chest. I work out, yeah.
Whatever. Or he's got boy boobs.
Or he's got man boobs. Also, I think it's freaky enough if you're going out with somebody and they write a song about you. If you don't know them at all, if they've just walked past you once at Finchley Central, then you write a song about them, that's freaky.
Yeah.
It's weird writing a song about someone that you don't know. Unless it's for a musical.
And that is perfectly
fine. That's fine.
That's in no way strange at all.
But imagine, right, if this hadn't been written for our musical, and someone wrote it for you and it wasn't for that at all. You don't know this person.
You're so self-conscious when you walk down the street. You're like a robot dancing to electro beat. You just won't wear it if it ain't on trend. And by some distance, you're my most fashionable friend. Chappers, you're my favorite fashion victim. You're my favorite.
Have you not heard this before?
No.
All right, I think we played it while you were off. This is another song we got sent in for the musical.
To be honest, that makes me feel uncomfortable, even if it is written for a musical.
We think it's sent in by the Pet Shop Boys under a different name.
Why?
It's possible, I don't know.
It, just, it isn't, is it, really?
I don't know.
It isn't possible at all.
Anyway, got a classified now. Here's a bargain.
Roll of Odeon Cinema carpet, £5.
Wow.
A roll of used, but good, carpet. Genuine Odeon Cinema. Approximately 10 foot by 10 foot. Maybe more or a little less. It's heavy and is lots of carpet. Rare opportunity. From Odeon Ipswich, when it's sadly closed. Collection only, or can deliver for agreed amount.
See, I think I'd quite like that.
Yeah, but imagine what's been spilt on that over the years.
That's the thing about those cinema carpets. They're so patterned that anything could have been spilt on them and you would never know.
Yeah,
which is very
awful.
Handy
just
for my house.
Think of what's in there.
Yeah, but you know those carpets in cinemas? You can put red wine on them, you can stamp popcorn into them, you can spill Coca-Cola all over them. It's all still fine. They look horrendous, but they cover every single stain. And that is what I need for my house.
Is it?
Yeah. There's all sorts of stains going on in my house. People are always spilling things on the carpet. So I think that would be good.
Maybe the fireman could lay the carpet for you at the same time as sorting out your smoke alarm.
For a small charge, I'd imagine I would do that. But, no, I might get some of that. I quite like the idea of every time you go into your lounge, it's like going into, like, the cinema. Really good. Next.
Pink mirror with music. Item was bought in Barcelona. Don't worry, it doesn't play Spanish music. Smiley face. Item can be picked up in Telford.
Right. These are all genuine bargains off the internet.
It's not quite as exotic, is it?
What? Telford. What you said about Telford?
No, I'm not saying nice. Anything. I'm just saying it's not as a...
It's Britain's most exciting new city, actually.
Okay.
Who wants a mirror that plays music? Really not. You up for that?
No, definitely not.
Next. Oh, this is another misconnection.
Studying student equations on the train to Temple Meads. Hi, I'm looking for a lad that was studying loads of equations on the train from Brighton to Bristol Temple Meads on Sunday. You were using your Mac and also watching F1 racing on the internet. We were ex-kanging lots of smiles, but I didn't give you my number when you got off on your bike. If anyone knows a lad, 20-ish, about 5'10", black hair, lovely smile, Mac with a 3 internet adapter, rides a bike, likes Formula One, and is possibly in Bristol Uni doing an exam with long equations, get him to reply, please.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
That would free me out if she was paying so much attention that she knew my internet
That's
adapter.
That's a lot of detail there.
Isn't
a
it, really?
Internet adapter.
I don't actually know what one of those is, but...
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's so you can go online on the train.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Next. Free International Ketchup Packet Collection.
Oh, God.
This is a collection of ketchup packets from around the world. Approximately 25 countries are represented here, including Japan, Finland, Estonia, Greenland, Brazil, and Portugal. None of the packets have been opened, and they are labelled with their home country. Collection comes in decorative box with ducks on it.
Now, this is such a boy thing to do, isn't it? A collection of ketchup packets from around the world. Thing is, once you start a collection like that, it's hard to stop, and people will be.
Why have you done it?
No, well, I'll tell you in a minute. But
oh God,
no, it's just like people find out that you're doing it, and then they go on holiday and they bring you back a ketchup packet, and before you know, you've got loads and you've got a collection on your hands.
Well, what have you done then?
Well, there was a stage where I went through when I went to other countries. Picking up just general household goods, you know, groceries, like, for instance, toothpaste, shampoo, just because it had foreign writing on it.
Right.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
I built up quite a collection.
What have you done with that collection?
There was a stage when pretty much everything in my bathroom did have Arabic on it.
Right.
But they were, normal brands.
Did you use the products?
Yes.
Oh, what, and then just threw them out?
Yeah,
well, that's not as much a collection then, is it?
I was quite proud of my bottle of Highland Spring with Arabic on for a while. Is that weird?
Yeah, very. Okay. The one that doesn't speak, I had a friend who collected novelty spoons.
worse.
That is worse, but it meant that she was very easy to buy a present for whenever the one that doesn't speak went on holiday.
See?
Just came back with a novelty spoon for wherever he'd be.
You'd never be stuck for a present idea, would you?
Do you want to start a novelty spoon collection?
No. I've got over that period in my life now where I needed everything to be in foreign. But
oh, right, good. Maybe you can start collecting tomato sauce packets.
But it's the same kind of thing as when I go into... Do you know I go into supermarkets abroad and I buy things because they have a slightly different version, i.e. fabric conditioner? I'll buy one that you can't get over here. Anyway, I think I'm revealing a lot. So next...
Too much.
Cute stool sample nurse.
Ah.
On April the 8th, I came out from the bathroom in the hospital and you were sitting there, half hidden by the frosted sliding glass window. Sandy blonde hair, purple scrubs, sitting at the desk with that cute smile that some orthodontists must have been very proud of. I handed you my sample cautiously. You gave me a cute grin and asked the silly phrase, "Did everything come out okay?" To which I stuttered out a broken, "Yes." I have been back, but have not seen you there. If you read this and felt the same connection that I did, please email me back.
Their eyes met. Their eyes met. Of a cloudy stool.
What? He didn't say it was cloudy.
I know. That's horrible. That's not right, is it? You can't start flirting with the stool nurse.
Stool nurses have to find love too, you know.
Not when you just handed it over to them. Ooh. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, there would be very few secrets if you met over your own stool.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of sets the precedent for the rest of the relationship, doesn't it? That's the end of Becky's Classifieds, because there aren't any more.
End it on a high.
Yeah, we are.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.